Welcome to the Becoming a Streamer podcast by Pipeline. We sit down with your favorite streamers and learn more about who they are today and the journey and how they got there. I'm your host, co-founder of Pipeline, Stone Mountain 64, and today we're sitting down with Soltek, full-time content creator, Battle Royales mainly played over the last 7 years, an ex-pro at PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. Previously, he spent the majority of his streaming career over on Twitch, but has recently made the transition over to Facebook. He is a really powerful message at the end of this podcast as well. So stay tuned for it. If you want to go check him out, please do at facebook.com/Soltek. That's S-O-L-T-E-K. And without further ado, enjoy the podcast. Awesome, dude. Soltek, thanks so much for taking some time joining in on the podcast today.
Yo, thank you. I appreciate it for having me.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Before we kind of get too deep into, you know, your past, how you got started with streaming and all that good stuff, I kind of want to, you know, introduce where you are at now. Like, where are you streaming at? What games are you playing? And everything kind of with your current status.
So right now I'm focusing all my streaming power on Facebook. Facebook is absolutely incredible. Amazing opportunities here on Facebook. And I've been streaming. I started on Facebook streaming PUBG, and then I moved to Apex, and Apex has been treating me very well on this platform.
Yeah, and so, I mean, how many hours are you streaming right now? You're full-time with this? Like, how's that been, you know, for you recently? Of course, you just had a baby as well. You know, how's that been?
So, I stream basically maybe 7 to 10 hours a day, just grinding, you know, trying to hit goals and stuff like that. Playing Apex and, you know, having a daughter really didn't impact my streaming career. I think it made me more of a better streamer because I'm more motivated, right? You know, from your experience, you just had a daughter as well, and it kind of motivates you to do more as you can, you know, for her. I just been grinding each and every day, and I love this platform and I love playing Apex for the community.
Do you do any videos on even Facebook or YouTube or Instagram, Twitter? Like, do you use any other platforms in combination with Facebook at all? Or are you using anything? Like, are you using groups or anything like to help you with your streams in addition to that?
Yeah, so I have two groups. Soul Supporters is basically my supporter group. And then the Pharaohs is my community. And then the Soltek page. So I use those two pages, or those two groups, and then I use Instagram, I use Snapchat, and I use Facebook stories to push out when I go live or updates and stuff like that.
Awesome. And I mean, so then before you kind of, and now I want to jump back a bit. So like before you got into streaming and, you know, started using all these different platforms and everything and combined, where were you at? And like in general, like, were you going to school? Was it, you know, entertaining? Was that something you were planning on doing? Was that,
that's a good question. A lot of people don't know my backstory, but I used to work two jobs, one with my father doing heating and air and being like a handyman. And then I used to be a porter at a dealership, which, you know, I wash the cars, I transfer the cars to a different state and get everything ready for the customer. And then I just started saving up. And I accidentally, became a streamer. It's kind of weird, but it's a funny story.
Really? Wait, so you accidentally became a streamer?
Yes. So, my friend came over one day, and this is when I was a professional player, and I wanted to record how I play and stuff like that, so I could go back and like really practice, like, hey, what did I mess up on? What can I improve? Okay, I messed up here. Now I have to watch this demo and really figure out how I can improve what I did wrong. And back in the day, or still is a thing now on OBS, if you press go live, sometimes it auto records. And sometimes you have to click that to enable the auto record. So I was auto recording, but I was still streaming on Twitch. And I didn't know, but my notifications were coming through OBS, like ding, 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 ding. And I was like, wait, what's going on? So I go into my Twitch page and I see people commenting like, hey, you're amazing. You're doing a wonderful job. Like, I love the content. And after that day, I just started pushing more content out and, you know, quit both of my jobs, saved up enough money so I could say, okay, I have 6 months to become like a streamer and, you know, dedicated all my time. And in those 6 months, I turned it into a career on Twitch. And then I just started building and building and building, and amazing opportunities came my way.
That is incredible, man. So I want to break that down a bit more. You know, you said you're working two jobs and you're saving up, and you were also a professional player. So were you playing professionally a specific game at the time? So that was before you necessarily started uploading content. You were really just focusing on gaming and playing professionally while you're working some other jobs as well. What games were you playing?
So at that time I was playing Counter-Strike. And then Arma 3 Battle Royale was the first Arma, or first Battle Royale that came to the scene.
Wow. And so then you kind of just had your Twitch page linked to it, started, clicked the go live button. So you were live streaming to your page through the OBS tool. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of just started. And so then what was your kind of dedication point to really getting more into it? Was it something that you were just like already had your Twitch account linked? Were you aware really what Twitch was completely? Were you watching people on it and like interested in it in the first place at all?
Yeah. So I was actually like wanting to become a streamer, but it kind of accidentally happened on a good time, I guess. You know, I wanted to record to watch the gameplay, but I accidentally, when you press go live, sometimes it automatic records and I didn't know. And then people came on my chat and they're like, oh, you're great, you know? And then it happened. I don't know, things in life just happened. and it, you know, it's beneficial now. Like it made sense. And then I got to the point where I told my boss, hey, you know, I'm quitting, saved up enough money at a 6 month period to become, you know, a streamer. And I did it, and been playing Counter-Strike at the time, and then Arma 3 Battle Royale, and just started grinding and grinding and grinding. And back then, Twitch, to be partnered, was very, very, very difficult. They didn't have affiliate link or anything like that. You had to have like a minimum of 800 viewers to get even noticed by partnership. And I put in applications 7 times, and on my 8th application, they accepted me. They denied me all before. And I was like, no, I'm not giving up. This is my dream. This is what I really want to do. And I guess, you know, I'm here now because I never gave up.
Sure. And when you first started streaming on Twitch, was it something where you kind of, I mean, you had some people watching you, obviously you didn't even realize it at first, but like, was it, you know, obviously you're playing Counter-Strike at a high level if you're playing it professionally there. Was that something where people were really attracted to that and you started to see some numbers and then, you know, you had your money saved up, quit and really just doubled down on Counter-Strike? Or was it mixing in the Arma as well? Or was that just a different game that had come out later?
So it was basically like Counter-Strike and then Arma. And I dedicated more of my time on Arma than Counter-Strike because I just loved the Battle Royale scene. Like, I loved it. Just like, I was addicted to it. So I dropped everything, all my stuff on Counter-Strike, and went straight to Arma.
Was that something like the community was down for? Were they excited for, you know, seeing that game and getting into it? Or was it just a move that you're like, you know what, this is where I want to go?
Mm-hmm. So basically, I'm like, okay, I really don't like Counter-Strike anymore because, you know, it's been a known game and it's been super kind to me and I loved playing it. But there's a time in life where you kind of just want to put something down and transfer it to a different game. And that's what I did. And I wasn't that big of a streamer back then. I'm probably like 20 to 50 viewers. And then when I switched to Arma, that's when started the snowball effect. I started getting well known, played in tournaments, put my name out there, and then it just started blowing up and blowing up. Like, it went from 50 viewers to 300 to 600 viewers, and then 300 to 600 to 800 to 1,000 some days. And I was like, okay, this is my motivation now. Seeing those numbers and seeing the growth, it's like, okay, I want more.
And was that like, you know, you're full time at that time and just completely
dedicated to streaming? Like, how many hours a day were you even streaming at that time, focusing on the new game?
That's when I was a lot younger, and I think I focused maybe 10 to 13, 14 hours a day, just practicing, trying to be the best out there. And I tried.
That was kind of what your strategy was with it, really, was like, I'm going to be the best Battle Royale player in, mm-hmm. in the scene. And you really were taking a competitive like side of that, because there really wasn't, was there any competitions at the time for the game or anything? Like, was it a big enough game? I mean, obviously it wasn't as big as Counter-Strike, it's a very big game, mm-hmm. but was that something that you saw potential in for it and you wanted to get competitive
at? Definitely. There was a competitive scene. There was tournaments, and there was a lot of them. Not like super big money pool tournaments like PUBG has, but there's like, you know, the community tournaments that we would run. And I was very well known in that as well and placed really well. I think I came in like 7th overall the whole entire tournament, which is pretty good for, you know, just starting BR. And I was one of the very first BR players to ever hit the BR scene. I remember it was Sakuril, it was myself, Viz, and Break that really started popping off on Arma 3. And they motivated me as well and pushed me to do better, because they had tons of numbers and I wanted to be where they're at. So that kind of motivated me as well. So I'm thankful for them as well.
And then I know you transitioned over to PUBG and you played that competitively as mm-hmm. well. I mean, maybe that was a few years later, but you know, you really stuck with Twitch for a while. So like how long were you on the platform for and continuing on with other games even after Arma?
Okay. Yeah, that's a good question. I was on Twitch for 6 years. This will be my 7th year total of streaming, but I was on the platform for 6 years. Put my name out there, did tons of Twitch rivals, started pushing the PUBG scene, went pro with Rogue. That was Aladdin, Tfue, Chronix, and myself. And we did really, really well in like the tournaments and stuff like that. Never went to LAN tournaments outside of like, you know, Germany and stuff like that. And then we just started grinding and we did tournaments and matches and practice and we got where we were. And then a year later, we kind of just broke up. Rogue didn't want to be in the BR scene. So then we kind of just all split to different games and I stayed on PUBG because I wanted to get that top spot. And then Apex came out.
Yeah. And so tell me a bit about like, you know, your transition over to Apex and as well, like if I'm not mistaken, that kind of coincided with Facebook as well.
Yeah. Me and my manager were talking about like going to Facebook because we got an amazing opportunity and I was still playing with, you know, PUBG and stuff like that. And I was super comfortable at Twitch, right? When you're super comfortable and you're so used to that timeline, you don't want to change. But my manager told me, high risk is high reward. And I kept on thinking about it and Facebook came to us with, you know, amazing opportunity. And we talked about it for maybe a couple hours. It only took us and we're like, let's do it. Let's go. And, you know, I came over to Facebook and I'm truly thankful for everyone that's helped me out, including yourself, the community, all the other streamers, and I'm blessed to be on this platform.
Yeah. And so, I mean, was that when you started playing Apex as well? Or did you keep on PUBG? And like, what was your audience's reaction to that? Because I know for a lot of people, even people that are switching over from Mixer, trying to figure out their platform that they're wanting to do right now too, like anytime you move platforms, it's a huge hurdle to even overcome in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very difficult. So on Twitch, I had good viewer count. And then when I said, hey guys, you know, I'm going to go be a streamer on Facebook, like my community was like, oh, nice. Congratulations. And then it was like I needed to build a new community. Like some people came over, which I respect 100%, and some people didn't want to, when I respect that as well. But mm-hmm. it was just very difficult. And then, you know, help from yourself and other streamers on the platform, it kind of was like a snowball effect again, because it's, I feel like it's a lot easier to grow on a platform where there's not that many streamers, but there's a lot of viewers, mm-hmm. right? So it kind of like, kind of got that snowball effect in the beginning, and then it got it even more and more and more and more. And now it's slowing down, but now it's speeding up. It's kind of like a wave, right? And now I'm at where I'm at right now, and I've been super thankful. It's absolutely amazing.
Did you notice that same thing on Twitch when you're playing? Was it similar in waves of, you know, whether that's new games or whatever, where you would see, you know, higher periods than others as well?
Mm-hmm. 100%. But I just feel like Twitch has a harder time growing because there's so many streamers. It's so saturated. I don't want to talk down upon it because that, you know, Twitch made me who I am today.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fantastic platform. And, I think all of them definitely have their pros and cons, and it is quite different. I mean, have you noticed a difference even in the audience and the community that's been here? Or have you, you know, built up a similar community than to what you had on Twitch when you built that up as well? Like, how has that been? And also, like, have you used any other tools like a Discord to try and keep in touch with any of the Twitch? Because I know Twitch doesn't really have video that you can utilize quite as easily as something like YouTube, but...
Yeah, so from different communities on Twitch to my own right now, I would feel like Facebook has a more mature base and more positivity. And that's what I vibe off of. I love positivity and I love helping out people. On Twitch, it was more like I tried to get that positivity out, but there was a lot more younger people in my community that brought some toxic things. And that's why I don't like... you know, having toxic people. I'm always about positivity and helping each other out. So those are the huge things that are different from my Twitch community and my Facebook community.
Interesting. And, you know, as you've kind of been doing this over the years, I mean, have you had any transition in, you know, your approach to content? Or are you still going for the best? I know you do have a couple titles in Apex in terms of like number one in season one, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, like, or, you know, how has that been really?
So like I've been out of the pro scene and it's very stressful, right? So I just want to have some fun, push out fun content like I've been doing and really like relax, but push out that pro content as well, if that makes any sense. Like do really well, sure, but still have fun doing it.
Yeah. So you're not necessarily trying to get onto another esports team and compete.
Exactly. Exactly. Because it's very, very stressful. Like you have to make your time around the pro team, right? You can't just be a streamer and be a pro player. It's very difficult. I tried it and it's just like, well, I have to stop streaming because I have to go practice because you can't stream practices. So it was like, okay, what do I really want? Like, should I go on a pro scene and follow that road or do something that I always wanted to be as a content creator and take this road? And I took the content road because every decision will impact me. If I went on the pro scene, I could get dropped if I didn't compete well or didn't do well. Like the pro scene is very, very, very strict.
Interesting. And I mean, do you think that helped you as you did do, you know, some earlier competing and were on some teams? Do you think that helped you as you were going through this? Do you think that was part of any breaks that you had? Or is there anything else that stands out as like really being some of the most significant breaks that you've had during this?
Yes and no. I feel like coming on this platform brand new, a lot of people didn't know me. They didn't know my background. So I kind of started fresh, right? In my mind, did it help me out? Yeah, because I could push out the good shots, the crazy shots, the 360 no-scopes, kind of like content, right? And I kind of had to explain to chat, like, yes, I was a pro player back in the day. And it did help me out because I could have those titles. You know, yeah. Hey, pro player trying out Apex for the first time or COD for the first time. And a lot of people are like, whoa, he's a pro player. He's probably really good. Let's check him out. So sure. It did help me out. Yeah.
And is there anything like over the road in particular that's been like, oh, this is maybe a couple of things that maybe even stand out even or it's like been like a bigger break that you might have had or a moment when like you really got a lot of traction? Maybe it was like Back in the Arm was the most specific. Or like, is there anything that really stands out for you during it all? You know, I mean, obviously you've been doing this for 7 years. It's a long time, but
yeah. I feel like recently I started getting tons of traction when I first came over to, you know, Facebook because I was going for that number one Pathfinder with the most wins on season three. And I told chat, you know, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get number one season three and I'm going to destroy the second place person. And I was behind a couple hundred wins, but then I overcame and I was like, I think I had like 1,307 wins and the second place had like 1,000 wins. So I overcame him 300. So I was like, chat, we did it. You know, we're number one. And chat always wants me to, hey, make Loba now a new character. Now try to reach number one. And now she's broken. So her like bracelet wouldn't work and this and that. A lot of people stopped playing her. Then Rev came out before Loba and I tried to get number one, but then he was really weak and now he's extremely strong. So it's like, I feel like Apex is watching every character I pick. They even buff it or nerf it. And I was like, what's going on? Like, can we be on track? Apex, yeah. Come on. Or they're just trying to nerf me. I have no idea. But I just feel like, you know, having those titles and definitely helped me out.
And as you've been going for all this stuff, I mean, playing competitively and going for titles in general, you know, more so now, it takes some time. Obviously, you're full time. I think that helps in general. But how has that been? And I guess even over the duration of your career with this, like, how's that been with friends or family telling them that, you know, maybe it was even an easier transition because if you're a professional player and trying to get into streaming, maybe that makes more sense to them. But like, how is that reaction like from any friends or family?
So that's a very good question. I think me becoming a full-time streamer and, you know, it opened their eyes when it first happened and they kind of like always pushed me to do more. Like some of my family members were like, I don't think you should stream. I think you should get a job. You should work this. Streaming's never going to pay off. And then I have some of my family's like, you have a dream job. Push it. Do it. Go get it. You know, and I feel like making my right decision and going with it is absolutely amazing what I did.
Yeah. So you had some support from it. That's, it's definitely helpful to have that. And I guess like, you know, you're married as well. Like, now have a kid, as we had mentioned, like how has that been, I guess, for you even continuing on with this and like, do you maintain really a strict schedule? Does that help you with it at all?
Yeah.
Or, you know, how has that balance been?
So the balance has been really good. Some days I take off just, you know, do extra day with the wife and the baby. But I actually work every single day, mornings and nights, and I take Wednesdays off. Wednesdays is like my family day. And I think like my wife loves that, you know, cause that's her one day a week. And I want to take off more to spend with my family cause my family means the world to me. It's just very difficult right now because, it's very competitive. Right.
Yeah.
If I take off one day, you know, or another day, I'm just giving more time to other streamers to build their community, which is fine, but it's very like, it's competitive and you know how it is, you know, it's very competitive. But with the community I have, they're extremely loyal. They watch other streamers as well. I host a lot of streamers as well. But yeah, just like the family has never gotten in the way, but they just understood and went with it.
I mean, that's awesome to be able to, cause even, you know, taking one day off, it's not a lot. You know, if you look at like a regular schedule or whatever regular job might be, if you're working morning and nights every single day, you know, while doing this full time, it does take a lot and, you know, you want to keep up with your audience. And the thing is too, with all this, there's always more that you can do. You can always do another stream, do another video, do another clip, do it. You know, there's like 10 million things you can always do. Sometimes it is harder to kind of turn that off, but Mm-hmm. It's good that you've kind of figured out a balance for you. So, I mean, like, what does that average day look like for you then? Is it like you wake up early, do a few hours of stream? Like, what's your more average day look like if on a stream day?
So basically I wake up around like 6:30, get coffee, change Ella, get her fed, start streaming around like 7. I get off around like 1:30, 1, and then spend some time with the family, eat, you know, brunch or whatever, sometimes dinner. And then I get back on at like 5:36 and I go to 10:30 and then replay.
Sure.
Every single day except Wednesdays.
That's awesome. And do you remember like what your schedule was like when you were on Twitch before you made the jump to going full time on all of this? And like when you were playing, even maybe it was even just when you were playing competitively, like what was your schedule like then when you were trying to juggle everything?
It's been kind of around the same, but I was a lot younger, so I had more more focus and I was addicted to those games. And I would say a lot more time went into streaming. But now I could kind of slow down because I'm at where I'm at. Mm-hmm. But that grind is still in me. Like, it would never stop. So I would say about a little bit more hours for the grind.
And, you know, as you've been doing all of this over all the time, is there any skill that you think stands out for you for the content that you've been creating for the streams, everything you've been doing? Is there anything that stands out for like something that you think's helped you as you've been going on this, or a vital skill that you have as a creator?
Yeah, that's a good question. So the vibe I put out is always being positive and helping each other out and going out of my way and helping people out that really need it. I think that stuck out a lot as well. And I feel like me doing funny stuff with the panda mask and you know, just good content and good reaction time and good shots, I think that kind of put me out there. Because a lot of people like to get that reaction, to like watching people do really well in video games and win a lot and stuff like that. So I think that definitely helped me.
That's awesome. And I mean, if you had, I'm sure people ask you for advice and streaming or whatever all of the time. So if you had any advice to creators out there, you know, what would you say to them if they're trying to figure this out or trying to get into it in general?
I would definitely say, the most I could say is have a set schedule. Be positive. It's going to be hard. It's going to be really, really difficult. If you have a full-time job, make it a schedule after your job. Don't quit your job. Don't put tons of money into streaming, like computers and software and all that stuff. I would just say grind, have a set schedule. Make sure your stream looks professional before you start. Get your logo, your name, branding, and have a set schedule. The most important is probably having a schedule, because then people know when you're going to get on and get off, and they're going to set their schedule around you if they really enjoy your content.
Yeah. Awesome, man. Absolutely. Hey, listen, well, I really appreciate you joining in, sharing about, you know, how you got into this, how you've been doing it, and sharing a little, man. This is it's really awesome to see where you're at. Obviously, it was a really big change switching over from Twitch to Facebook. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to see you thriving. I'm excited to see where you keep going with it.
Yo, thank you.
If people want to find you, what's the link? Where do they go?
Facebook.gg/soultech.
There you go. Check them out,
Stone,
guys. Yeah.
Can we talk about one more thing that I really want to get off my chest?
Absolutely.
So as I know, I'm on a wonderful platform and, you know, I'm speaking to Stone Mountain. I feel like this is one thing that I really need to get off my chest. And a lot of people have been asking me, and I really want to do it on this podcast. I suffer from dyslexia, verbal and, you know, reading and stuff like that. And I just want to tell everyone, doesn't matter what disability you have, you could always overcome it and do better and make it a positive thing.
Absolutely, man. That is, I know that's something you shared with me a while ago. And I mean, you absolutely crush it regardless. And it's incredible to see.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thanks for sharing it. Guys, check him out. Soul Tech over on Facebook. It's been a pleasure talking to you, man.
Yo, thank you again. Take care, Stone. Thank you so much.